Do you want to hear from an entrepreneur who has built a $140 million company? I mean, he did this from scratch. He scaled it to $1 million a month in just 4 months. But he talked about how he walked away from all of that and became the CEO of Experian. His name is Kiala, and he is here because he wants to eliminate your fears, your imposter syndrome, your self-sabotage. He wants to get to the root of that and rip it out, okay? He is amazing. You are going to love this. This is a whole conversation on neuroscience-backed breakthroughs, rewiring your identity, doing things from the inside out. Like if you're feeling stuck, what you do to get it right. I mean, this was such a good freaking conversation. You're going to love this episode. Here we go. What up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and it's just straight talk, no sugar added. So I am joined by somebody I've been following for some time, and I went to go look at his name on my emails, and I didn't realize that I've been following him since like 2023 or 2024. His name is Kiala Kanai, and he is a transformational expert, right? He built a $140 million company from scratch, scaled it to about $1 million a month, and in just about 4 months. Yeah, Nina been trying to do that, okay? Yeah, so then he kind of walked away because he could do that, right? Not to retire, but he wanted to go deeper. So as the CEO of Experian, he now helps high performers, I should say, really eliminate that fear and that imposter syndrome and that self-sabotage that we all really have. But he tries to help you eliminate that from the root, right? We were just talking a little bit right before we came on to talk to you guys. And I was saying that it is important to pull things up because a lot of times we get hyped up over something that we're doing, whether it's a live or a thing we went to or performance. But at the end of the day, if you don't get to the root, that will grow again. So if you're feeling stuck, I want you to really tune in because this is going to hit differently. So Kiala, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm great, Nina. Thank you so much for having me. You know, and I really, right before we dive in, I just want to, you know, take a moment to encourage your listeners to leave you a review on wherever it is that they're listening. You know, I've listened to several episodes now after my team booked this with me, and I left you a review this morning on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
And I just, you know, I don't know that people realize like how much work goes into a podcast and how challenging it can be. So, and those reviews matter. So, you know, wherever
they really
you're listening
do.
In, yeah, wherever you're listening in, drop a quick review if you can take the time. Well, thanks
really
for having me.
That. Yeah, thank you for saying that. And thank you because I, you know, I'm looking at like my podcast coach calls me. He's like, oh, you got 140,000 views on YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where am I? Why aren't they clicking subscribe? That just pisses me off. Like, guys. And that's my fault, right? I don't do call to action. I always forget to do the call to action. Like just press the subscribe. Go ahead.
I got you.
Yeah, same. Thank you for getting me. So Kiala, tell us a little bit about you because, you know, it is not a small thing to build a company from scratch to $140 million. That's not a small thing as you know, right? So I want to know a little bit more about you because I want to know where did that determination come from? Was that something that you grew up with? Like, talk to me. Who are you? Who are you, dude?
Yeah. So, you know, as we mentioned, right, like we work with entrepreneurs, high achievers, folks with big goals, big dreams, big aspirations that really they're up to something in their life. You know, they want to play full out, but for whatever reason, they keep getting in their own way, whether that's procrastination, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and so on. Typically, they've read the self-help books, you know, they've done the big guru seminars, and, you know, they're into the thinking positive and the morning routines. But for whatever reason, they're still stuck and they know that there's like they have more to give. So what we do is we help them kind of break free from those self-sabotaging, self-defeating behaviors without hocus pocus, without woo-woo. We use science-backed, research-based approaches to that, ultimately under the umbrella of what we call integrative neuroconditioning. It's 100% guaranteed to work. And so that they can really step into being the leader that they're capable of being in their life, right? Land the deal, get the big clients, these sort of things. Now, obviously, though, I didn't start there, right? I mean, let's rewind back a few years. And I had been a wannabe entrepreneur for about 10 years, tried lots of things. Nothing was really working out for me. And I had this life-changing, you know, breakthrough in 2010. I had come home from a barbecue with some friends of mine. And I walked in, at the time I lived with some roommates, and I walked into my bedroom that evening, and sitting on the bed was a stack of photographs. And I remember like thinking to myself, like, what is that? Mm-hmm. And I walk up to this stack of photographs and I pick it up, and every photograph was ripped in half. And there was about a dozen of these photos. And I'm just flipping through these, like, what is going on? And at the bottom of it was a note from my girlfriend of 4.5 years. And it said, picture me out of your life.
Oh, and
damn. That's savage, you know? Savage.
Right? For real.
Especially after 4.5 years, you know, you'd think maybe you'd get a phone call or something. But yeah, that's how, you know, she ended the relationship that evening. And at first I thought like, oh, you know, of course she's upset. You know, we'll probably figure it out. Like, we'll talk eventually, you know, and I was hopeful that we would work things out. And, you know, I don't want to spoil the story, but we'll get there to what actually ends up happening. But fast forward 3 weeks later, I've moved out of that house with the roommates. I couldn't afford the rent anymore. I'm back in my mom's spare bedroom in a 1,000-square-foot apartment. She hasn't talked to me. She won't answer phone calls. She won't answer text messages. I'm really starting to realize, like, man, is it really over? And I start, there's this afternoon where I'm just pacing up and down the hallway in my mom's little tiny apartment. I can remember what I was wearing. I can remember where I'm standing when this life-changing question hits me. And the question was, what if it's me? And not in the sense of like, what if it's me that caused this breakup, but what if it's me that is the reason that I'm not getting what I want in life? Because at the time I was like really assessing all the areas in my life where I was unhappy, unfulfilled, unsuccessful, all of my failures, all of my shortcomings. And I just, it just hit me that like, wait, the only thing that all these things have in common is me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And for whatever reason, like that had never occurred to me before. You know, I mean, I grew up in an environment where it was just so commonplace to like blame everything else out there.
Yeah.
And so I called up a friend of mine and who had been talking, he had been talking to me about this seminar that he had attended. He's like, man, there's like all these like really successful people, like all these millionaires kept telling me about it. So I finally attended and da da da. And I had noticed that his life had like taken on a whole new trajectory after that class. So I called him up and I was like, hey man, this is what I'm going through right now. You know, Tiani's broken up with me, yada yada. I give him the whole story. And he's like, man, you're in the perfect place. Like you're in for a hell of a ride. And so fast forward a couple weeks later, I was sitting in a classroom, much like one of the classes that we do today. And I just knew by the second day of that class, like my whole life is going to be different. Like that's there's just so no awesome. Way that I walk out of here like the same person, you know? And that began my personal development journey. So from there, I really fell in love with all things, you know, axiology, teleology, ontology, epistemology, like, you know, philosophies, the sciences, yeah. the neurology, the biology, this sort of thing. And really wanting to understand the human brain and how we work and how we operate and how, like what I discovered, one of the things that I discovered in that class is that success is not some, you know, ethereal, esoteric thing. There's a science to it, right? And that any one of us dedicated to that can create that. And so I became fascinated by that. Eventually I launch my own business I get into affiliate marketing in 2012, the end of 2012. From 2012 to 2015, I make my first $1 million as an affiliate marketer. Obviously walked out, like left the coffee shop and all that. That kind of organically turned into a coaching business. This is long before like everybody was a coach, you know?
Right.
And so it was in 2016, we launched a coaching business, teaching people affiliate marketing. We scaled that from zero to $1 million a month in 4 months, doing just shy of $20 million our first year. You know, the rest is kind of history from there. We eventually scaled that to over 140 million in sales. And then I exited that last year to return to my first love is just, you know, helping people, you know, just reveal just unveil the greatest parts of themselves and bring that to life. I get like way more fulfillment from that. So that's what we're dedicated to today.
You probably worked a lot, you know, really hard too on the affiliate marketing because, you know, not a large percentage of people in affiliate marketing make it to $140 million, right? Am I right by saying that? Because I feel like people struggle with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. Yeah. So you have to have the right mindset to begin with, to even get into that and to build it to that size, right? Were you scared, by the way, when you decided my ass is going to walk away from a $140 million business? Were you scared?
Okay. I'm going to share. I'll share this with you. So I exited that in October of last year, and I stepped into the CEO role at Inspirion November 1st, 2024. And, you know, I'll get like as vulnerable as you are willing to get, Nina.
I'll go there with
and
you.
I immediately, yes, I was very scared. Okay. So
I would have been. Hell yeah.
So, yeah. So I walked, you know, I've been doing this thing for what, since we launched at the end, like right after Thanksgiving, 2016. So, you know, 8 years or so of my life, I'd been dedicated to that. It's like what I knew best. There's a lot of wisdom in what I'm about to share, and it's stuff that we teach in like more of our advanced classes than in our introductory classes. But going into that transition, like when I'm thinking about going into that transition, you know, exiting this thing that I've been doing for a long time that's not necessarily as fulfilling as it once was, and being able to like dedicate my life. Like I really, at least in this very moment, I want to spend the rest of my life doing what I'm doing now. Like I don't want to build another business that I'm going to sell and all this sort of thing. So I'm like really excited about making this transition. And I'm seeing all of the upsides, none of the downsides, right? I'm seeing all of the benefits, really none of the drawbacks. And I'll circle back to why that's so important in a moment. When I finally make the transition into this role, man, does the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, like all these things start to set in. And I start wondering like, oh my God, can I really do this? Mm-hmm. Is it really going to work? Like, I've never sold this kind of a product before. I've never advertised this before. I've never sold to this kind of customer avatar before. And one of the things that I want to be clear about here is like, when we say, I think that there's a lot of kind of BS in the, you know, personal development arena in general. And so what I'm saying here for the listeners is I am not at all going to sell you some fantasy that like you're ever going to completely overcome imposter syndrome, self-doubt, procrastination, these sorts of things, but instead that you're going to have tools that allow you, like as you're about to hear, that allow you to slice through it and like, you know, that weaponize you against those things when they show up. In fact, I hope for every person that they experience those things, you know, for the rest of their life at some point or another, because it's the sign that you're growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's a sign that you're stepping into something new, right? Like at every level, there's another devil. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had many devils on the way to building a $140 million company. And now I'm making this major life transition. And I had leveraged like all of my assets, my investment accounts, like both of my properties, I'd leverage all of those to take out some capital to fund the start of Inspirion. Every other business I did before this, I bootstrapped it, meaning, you know, I funded it straight from sales.
Right.
We sold something, we put that money back into the business and grew it. This is like a legacy play for me. So I'm using debt to fund it out of the gate. And just being real with your listeners, like last year, this business that I was transitioning into, I had lost $2.4 million of what I had invested so far into the business. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm sitting there in November, Nina, and I'm thinking like, oh my God, can I really
do
this?
What did I do? What if I
don't figure out like the customer acquisition? What if I don't figure out how to get customers? What if I'm not able to sell this? You know, like on all these different things that are going through my mind, I'm realizing like, oh man, if I don't figure that out too, like they take both my properties, you know, my investment account. Like, do I go back to zero? Oh my God, am I going to end up living back with my mom in the, you know, in her 1,000 square foot apartment? You know what I mean? Like,
I totally get that. Yeah, I get that. That's scary though, right? Because, you know, now you've gotten yourself accustomed to a different lifestyle. You worked really hard. You've gotten yourself to that place. And so, you know, in 2008, me and my husband lost everything, our cars, our house, the whole thing. And so we went homeless, right? And that was really, really tough. And I still find myself there, like, you know, I had gotten into my career and I built six figures and all that kind of stuff. And I always have that trauma, right? That trauma that, uh-oh, you know, where are the customers
Let's
coming?
Talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Where's it coming from? What's going to happen? And so I love a lot of this neural stuff. I geek out on this kind of stuff. This is the stuff I love because I feel like, you know, if you have self-awareness, you can start to work on what it is you need to work on. And so I, you know, I'll ask myself, okay, for 90 sure. seconds, Nina, how do you feel about money? Let's go. 90 seconds. Let's go. What do we got? You know? And then I try to take the positive and the negative of that, you know, list that I just wrote out. What is the positive of feeling afraid? What is the positive of doing this? You know, that kind of thing.
How much wisdom in that.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, so I'm saying that I love that you said a couple things. So one of the things you said is, you know, yeah, I went into something new and it was scary. And I was afraid of like what this now meant. And I want people to hear that because a lot of the people who listen to my show are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches. That's my audience. And I feel like they think that once you've reached whatever arrive means, you know, that they think that if they've reached 140 million, they have arrived. And you said, I wasn't fulfilled that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. And I caught that. And I'm like, mm-hmm. See, this is what we keep doing. There is no arrival, y'all. You know what I'm saying? There is just a better improvement to the next day and then the next day and then the next day. To me, there's no arrival. Do you agree with that?
I would 100% agree with you. I've only been on here, 10 minutes? And I could tell, like, you know, we are soul companions, Nina. Okay, so, because there's a lot of wisdom in what you're saying. So, and there's a lot that I could unpack here. So, one of the big, I think, in the world of personal development and in the world of self-mastery and these sort of things, there's this perpetual lie, I'll call it, that if you just get it right, and this is something that something that really permeates our entire society. I really think that this is like the greatest human illusion, that there's this general narrative in society that in order for us to be worthy or successful or, yes. you know, enlightened, yes. what it means is that we're going to eventually reach this place where we're always kind, never cruel, always happy, never sad, always courageous, never fearful, always peaceful, never wrathful, always honest, never dishonest,
right.
you know, always positive, never negative. And the reality is, and I hope that when somebody really gets this, it's one of the most freeing things that you can possibly understand. The reality is that there is, in 10,000 years of written human history, find me one person, just
yeah.
one.
Yep.
Who's ever been able to live a one-sided life.
Right.
You'll find none, right? So, and the reason is that it would defy the laws of physics. So right. through physics, we can observe that in any closed system, which the universe is a closed system, there is ultimately a balance. So equanimity, yes, equilibrium, homeostasis, yes. mm-hmm, something mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. these, you know, there always ends up being some form of a balance that's achieved. So I would call this like almost like the language of the universe. Mm-hmm. That's why earlier I was saying, like, I know this stuff and I use this stuff and I can walk people through like how I worked through this to be where I'm at today. Cause I mean, right now, I mean, we're on an upswing in Inspirion. And you know, we're crushing some of the industry numbers. We're doing stuff that's never been done before. And this is just 6-7 months ago. I was, you know, losing my mind, right? Right. So, but here's the wisdom of what I was sharing earlier. When I was saying, like, you know, going into the transition, I was elated, right? I saw all of the upsides, none of the downsides, all of the benefits, none of the drawbacks. So I saw the upsides of making this transition, but not the downsides. But because everything in the universe eventually finds equanimity, when I make the transition, I start to see the other side of this transition. I start to, because our minds will come back into balance. Notice that, like, when we fall in love with somebody, we yes. go through the infatuation stage,
yes.
right? And we're like, oh my God, they finished my sentences. Like, we're a perfect match made in heaven. And then you move in with them. And like a year later, you're like, who the hell did I marry? Right? Because your mind has to find the other side. It's going to reach its equanimity.
Yeah.
And so, when I made the transition, then I start seeing the other side, like, oh, the risk, the burden, the weight that I'm carrying, the jobs that I'm responsible for, you know, the complexity of building something new and all these sorts of things. But thankfully, I have the wisdom of knowing that that's what I'm experiencing. I have yeah. the tools to work through that. And it's why, you know, we are where we are today, which is a stark contrast to where we were then in November. But And sorry, I do go on a little bit of I can be kind of verbose.
I love it. You know? No, go for it.
Upfront. But what you're, to your question about the fulfillment and like, is there ever like, you know, there is no destination. There is only a journey.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to tell our customers this in my previous company, like those who love the destination, like when you fall in love, I mean, those who fall in love with the journey always outperform those who are infatuated with the destination.
Yeah.
Right. Like the one who loves walking always walks further than the one who loves the destination. And I explain it, I think of it like this. When you learn to fall in love with the journey that you're on, and the journey in and of itself becomes the reward, every day you wake up, you've created your own version of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we are infatuated with a destination and that we think that happiness is at some exit ramp that we're going to find at some point, then every day that you wake up and you're not at that destination, you've created your own special form of hell. You know?
Yes. Yes. And I think that that is something we all go through, right? Because you're right. I think once we start our own business, we have all this infatuation, like that first love. And I love the journey, even the bad, even what we consider bad, whatever you want to label it, right? Mm-hmm. Because when we're struggling financially or struggling, you know, things happen, whatever, I'm like, ooh, okay. I cannot wait to see how this plays out. You know, this mm-hmm. is fun. This is a roller coaster. This is exciting. My husband's like, hell no, it's not. I can't stand this. But I'm like, heck yeah, this is fun. Let's go. Buckle in, buddy. We got this, you know? So, because to me, it's like, you know, what are we doing if we're not experiencing life? I think life is a gift. And so we should be experiencing it, even the tears, even the hard part, even the stuff you're worried about, you know?
Absolutely.
I think all of that needs to be brought into this experience. So I love that. And, you know, I was thinking as you're talking too, like you're also, your level has changed too, right? Because you're like, you know, you said the equilibrium and the balance. And when you were talking about that, I'm thinking, yeah, but your equilibrium and your balance has also risen as you've risen as an entrepreneur.
For sure.
You know? So you weren't, sure. I don't think you would have allowed for yourself to drop all the way down like you were in the 1,000-foot apartment in that room. You know what I mean? Like there would have, I think there's too much in you now to let that happen. Does that make sense?
Total sense. Man, you are masterful at life. I love that you like you talked about embracing the challenges, and there's so much wisdom in that, you know, because again, like most people want to have one side without the other. They want the triumph yeah. without the challenge, but the challenge is what makes something triumphant,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I think the real mastery of life is embracing both wins and losses with equal indifference. Meaning not being attached to the upsides or the downsides, but understanding it both serve and that you're just on a mission, right?
Yes.
Because we can get so wrapped up in the volatility of life. And so I'll share this with you because I think this helps the audience kind of realize like how this becomes a practical application. Okay. So as I'm making this transition, November and December of last year, obviously, you know, I'm going through it a bit. I'm in it, you know? And so I reach out to a friend of mine. She actually co-facilitates some of our advanced classes. And I was like, hey, you know, can I do a couple coaching sessions with you? She's like, absolutely. So we jump on a call and I tell her what's going on. First question she asked me, so how has losing $2.4 million this year served you? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
oh man. Yes.
Oh man.
Yes.
And the more polarized we are,
yes.
Like the more that we're attached to one side, the harder it is to see the other side.
Yes.
But when we see the other side and bring the mind to balance, that's where we unlock, like, you know, there's a lot of rhetoric about intuition and this stuff in like the world of self-mastery and personal development. But that's where you really unlock your intuition, is when you mm-hmm. depolarize the mind and you can approach life from a balanced perception. So anyway, so she asked me, how is losing $2.4 million this year a benefit? And I was like, God, you know, it took me a while to think about it. And then all of a sudden I start rattling it off and I'm like, well, actually, you know, we've really had to dig into the financials and get clear about like what is absolutely necessary and what's fat. We've cut a lot of unnecessary expenses. Mm-hmm. I realized like a few months ago that we were carrying too much bloat on the labor side. So, you know, we had to let go of a few roles that I thought that we needed, but we obviously weren't prepared for, you know, yada, yada. And I'm going through all these different things, that ways in which we've refined and streamlined the business. And she goes, and well, so what's the benefit of that? And I was like, well, it means that right out of the gate, I'm actually building a stronger business, like with a stronger financial
foundation.
Structure.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not going to build an empire on quicksand, mm-hmm. is what I said mm-hmm. to her. Mm-hmm. This prevents me from building an empire on quicksand, which is something that I did in my previous company. Like my first company, we grew so quick, you know, that I went through an experience where like I had a CFO who had taken out a $1 million loan in my name without me knowing about it and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I really started to see how this was like serving us. And then she asked me, because I had mentioned that like I have this fear running in the back of my mind about like, what if I end up like going back to broke where I came from, you know?
What if you do?
And yeah, and she goes, she goes, so what was the benefit of living in your mom's spare bedroom?
Right, right.
You know, with a 500 credit score. And I was like, well, actually, you know, it allowed me to save a bunch of money that I would have been spending on rent. And, you know, because obviously I didn't have to pay her the kind of rent that I would pay outside. So I was like, I was able to invest in my education. I was able to buy the courses that made me an affiliate marketer. You know, I lived really close to where I worked at the coffee shop at the time. So I didn't need a car. I was able to walk, you know, like all these different ways that I was able to spend money and stay focused on the thing that I really want to do. And she's like, yeah, so, you know, can you see that, like, can you see, you know, the divine intelligence of the universe, like unfolding in your life? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah. You know? So good.
And so I kind of just got to this place of in that conversation, I got to this place of, and I think that this is really, you know, where wisdom really lands is like, if I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing. Like I would still lose the $2.4 million last year.
Yeah.
Because I can see how that made us who we're becoming today.
100%. You know,
how it served us. And so I'm not carrying these old resentments around. And those resentments are what bog us down. That like that quote unquote trauma that you talked about, like when that you went through in 2008. Mm-hmm. And the way that which I would assume that to some degree or another, you may have labeled yourself as like a failure when that happened or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like I labeled myself as a failure living in my mom's 100%. Spare bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. But that trauma, that old resentment, that old story that I'm holding on to is now has a hold of me versus me having a hold of it.
Yes.
And that's why it's coming up in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyway, I can keep going down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, we gotta walk through it. Like, you know, like my husband was having some issues medically and was like, oh, he was really like worked up because he's like, you know, they took some cancer blood work and stuff like that. And he for like days. And I'm like, okay, so what if you have cancer? What happens? What's going to happen on Tuesday after we find out Monday? You know, and he's just like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, breathe it out. But if it is what it is. So what are we doing? You know, and it's just like I had a client of mine one day called me and she was like 5 years. She had lost her daughter in a drunk driving accident. Mm-hmm. And she was miserable, upset, horrible. Of course, because I have children. Of course you are. And so through the whole conversations, we're talking. Then I said, what do you think was good out of that situation? Well, she cursed me out, you know, hung up the phone like she was pissed, you know? And then she mm-hmm. calls me like a week later to say, that damn question would not leave my mind. And I realized I kept my daughter stuck in the tragedy instead of celebrating her life. And so now she actually goes to high schools and talks to them about drunk driving and so on and so forth. So her whole life has shifted out of the one question of what good can come out of losing your child? What good can come out? Right?
And such a daring question to ask. I respect the cojones it takes to ask you. Well,
straight talk, no sugar added, dude.
I love it. You know, who needs it? You know, I don't need the extra carbs and fat. So no, but really, I really want to acknowledge like, that you, and I hope that your listeners understand what you just said, that you love your client enough
yes
to ask them a question they might be unwilling to face at the time. Like, you're not worried about, do they like you? They're not, you're not worried about, do they approve of you? You know, so this tells me a few things about you, that you're self-validating, you have your own self-approval, you have a high degree of self-love and self-esteem because you're not looking for it in somebody else. And so you're willing to put yourself out there, you know, like on the guillotine to be of service to somebody else and help them find their highest and greatest good.
I
am turned on by it, Nina. Great job.
I'm so good. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. But before I wrap up, because I don't want to let you go, because I'm loving this freaking call so much, but I do want to know really quick. So for those who are listening and they are stuck, right? Because let's be real. Sometimes we call it stuck, but it's just the unwillingness to move. It's the fear of that next thing. So what does it look like to work with you? What does it look like to work with your company?
I really appreciate you asking. we have three flagship, you know, classes that we do. So, the big difference between what we do and what kind of like what's really common in the world of, you know, personal development or self-mastery is we're very much focused on experiential learning. So let me take a step back for a moment. When somebody comes to us, it's because they want to change their outcomes in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they want to change their outcome, so they want to increase their performance, they want to make more money, they want to grow their business, they want to, you know, get out of their own way, whatever it is. When we're talking about changing our outcomes, ultimately what we're talking about is changing our behavior. Okay. So if we're changing our behavior is a derivative of our thinking. Our thinking is, this is science, 95% of our thinking is unconscious.
Right.
Right. Dr. Zaltman from Harvard was like the first to really popularize that and prove it. So what we're really talking about then is changing, making some dramatic shifts to our unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when in our company, when we use the term mindset, for us, it's really simple. It's tossed around a lot. But when we talk about mindset, we're talking about the mind, thinking, and set, meaning like when you set something, it's automatic. So we all have an automatic way of thinking.
That's right.
Okay. So that, and the reality of this is from cognitive psychology, we know that the majority of that automated thinking is developed from 0 to about 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in cognitive psychology, they call it schemas. In our classes, we'll call it programs, just because it's easier for people to understand. But between 0 and 7 years old, we operate based on theta, you know, at the theta brainwave. So that in the same brainwave essentially as hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we say children are like a sponge. They learn so quickly, right? They have no firewall. They don't try to rationalize anything. They literally just absorb what's going on in their environment. That's the benefit. The drawback, the downside of it, because there's a curse in every blessing and a blessing in every curse, the downside of it is that because they have no firewall, they're not able to rationalize some of the emotional experiences that they have.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Mom and dad split up. I don't see dad anymore. Dad must not love me. I'm not lovable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so that might be a story that they make up about themselves. And so from 0 to about 7 or 8 years old, we create about 80 to 85% of what our overall neural programming is going to be. So if you're listening, hear that what that means is there's roughly a 7 or 8 year old that's in the driver's seat of your life 85% of the time. And we wonder, you know, why sometimes we act childish, especially when we get triggered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Chaos.
So yes. Chaos, and we get attached. We have that volatility of going up and down with life, right? We're on the roller coaster of life. So life is mastering us versus us mastering life when we operate from that. So if what we know is that the brain is an adaptation tool. So the more quote unquote pressure it's under, the faster it adapts, right? So in our classes, like when we're talking about changing the brain, what we're talking about is changing your neural pathways in your brain, or what we call what is called remyelination. So we're remyelinating the brain. The fastest way to do that, like there's lots of different modalities that can do that. There's like repetition-based modalities, like affirmations, and you know, we can do meditations, and you know, there's several different modalities that that can work. But the fastest is a real life experience. And so when people come through our classes, like there's no lectures, there's no taking notes. There is a series of experiences they go through.
Oh, wow.
And in those experiences, like even in our online introductory class that's 3 days long, there's a series, like, and it's, you know, it can be games, it's small groups, it's, you know, playing, it's doing an exercise. But in those experiences,
that's
what's
good.
Happening
I like that.
Is we, yeah, so we hold them. The facilitator will, we tee up a concept, we'll break out into an exercise, they experience the concept, and then we kind of hold up a mirror at the end and we go like, so how did you show up in this exercise? And what they start to discover is like, oh my God, I can see the parallels between like that how I played that game, or how I was in that exercise, and how I'm showing up in my business, or how I'm showing up for my team, or how I'm showing up in my relationship. And sometimes, you know, they discover the great things about themselves too. Like, we're not there to try to make them wrong about anything.
Right.
But oftentimes what they also discover is like, oh, I can see how this served me back when I was a kid, but it's not serving me experience attached to the brain starts making that shift much more rapidly than it will through any sort of, you know, repetition. Motivation is by definition, it's temporary.
Right.
You know, Zig Ziglar said motivation is temporary like bathing. That's why you do it every day.
Right.
So, you know, if we go to, you know, we go to a motivational event, we stand on our chair, we beat our chest, the music plays loud, we, you know, swing lights around in the air, and then by Wednesday we pull into the garage and it all faded away.
Right.
So this is not that. This is real lasting change, and then we guarantee results. So that's integrative neural conditioning is the process we take our clients through to change the way that their brain interprets the world around them, which changes their thinking, changes their behaviors, and ultimately changes their outcomes.
I freaking love that, because it's the experiences that really do change us in our life. I love that you're doing it that way, because you know, a lot of these neural conferences or things that you go through, it is about writing or the exercises or whatever have you, but to experience it does change the game. I love that. I freaking love that. That's freaking genius. Okay. So before I wrap up, because I know you're a busy dude, I do want to know, I already follow you because I follow you on YouTube, and I've been on your email for like 2 years now, and I read them because they're hilarious. Like, you're a straight talker. So they're so funny to me. So just tell me, how do people connect with you? Like, how do they work with you? Find out more about this program, you know, get their life together. How do we do that?
Yeah, I would say the best place to start is we have a great free assessment at thepowercode.com. So at thepowercode.com, I have a video that explains what the Power Code is. It's a combination of axiology, which is the study of values, teleology, the study of purpose, and neuroscience. And there's a great self-assessment that you can take there that helps you understand why you experience procrastination, self-doubt, imposter syndrome in some areas of your life, but there's other areas of our life where we don't experience any of that, where we're perfectly disciplined. We have fulfillment, we have alignment, clarity, certainty, confidence, you know, these sorts of things. So there's a wonderful self-assessment there. We get a lot of raving reviews about it. You can download the self-assessment for free. There's a video that explains it all. And then after you download the self-assessment, there's a 2-hour masterclass that I do. That will go deeper on that topic. We get reviews very often from people telling us that, like, they were, even guys who are like, I was in tears in that masterclass. Like, that's how good it was. Like, it's not so like some long-winded sales pitch. There's real value in it. And at the end of that class, if you like what you've heard and you want results, I give you exactly what to do, how to do it, and all that. And all I say at the end is, if you want to do this faster, I can help you have a monumental, colossal breakthrough in your life and your business, 100% guaranteed in 3 days or less. And if we fail, I'll pay you back double what you paid to attend.
That's
so we
amazing.
Give a double your money back guarantee at the end of that. So that'd be the best place for somebody to really understand how we work with our clients.
That is so freaking awesome. Okay, so the power code it is. We got to go on there because I need to know why I can kill it on this side of the aisle and then sometimes I just can't on, or something's in the way on this side of the aisle, right? And I think that's every entrepreneur, leader, parent. That's just every person, right? So absolutely. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on Straight Talk. This was so fun and you're so good to talk to. So I appreciate that you're the same person on that email and on your videos that you are live. Thank you so much for chilling with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Nina.
This was awesome. Guys, thank you so much for following him. I'm going to make sure to list all the information below. Get your ass moving. Stop saying you're stuck and let's just move forward. I love this idea, though. I've spoken to so many people. I've had over 700 podcast episodes, right? But I never heard about it being done in an experiential type of way. And I think that to me, that already clicked. Like that is powerful and different. So guys, stop sitting on your laurels, get moving. Oh, and by the way, can you freaking hit the subscribe button? How many of you are watching all these views that I have and nobody's subscribing? Get your ass to click that button. I love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.